We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of 3-Mall.
Hello and welcome into another edition of 3-Mall. I am John Kurtz, joined as always by Derek Young from K-State Online, Cole Manbeck, former beat writer for the Manhattan Mercury. You know, we have those shows where we come on here and we say, hey, it's time to have a celebratory toast of Ben Holiday bottled in Bond bourbon or 360 vodka. And then we have those shows where it's, you know, hey, everybody needs to drown their sorrows, courtesy of our friends at Holiday Distillery. Today, unfortunately, it's one of those drown your sorrows kind of days. But we still appreciate Holiday Distillery for bringing us Ben Holiday bottled in Bond bourbon, which is tremendous. I know Cole is stocked up on it. Plenty of our listeners have given us all sorts of fine reviews of Ben Holiday bottled in Bond bourbon. I continue to get feedback about how I say it, what the Discord was laughing about what they thought it was called for a while. So Ben Holiday bottled in Bond bourbon. Make sure you get out there and get it from our friends at Holiday Distillery. You can also check out 360 Vodka as well. However, you need to drown your sorrows for K-State going 0-2 on a day where they had potentially two massive commitments in the transfer portal on deck. One of those, Cliff Amori, always seemed like a tougher putt. Although it does seem like K-State may have finished second to Alabama there. The other, Caleb Battle, was somebody that K-State felt like they had locked down and had for a while, but he took visits to Villanova and Gonzaga after that occurred when K-State felt pretty good, and he winds up choosing Gonzaga. And for those of you that were a part of the live show, our Patreon audience, patreon.com/3mall, I got to see the live show yesterday. I can tell you right now, I'm in a better mood than I was yesterday. Okay, I'm a little more composed than I was yesterday. It's okay. We're going to be okay. But I was pretty frustrated yesterday. So if you want to, if you want the more unhinged version of this, then patreon.com/3mall is how you can get access to that. By subscribing for $5 a month for all of our extra content. You can be a part of the Discord too, where you're getting these updates in real time. But how are we feeling like 24 hours later? DY after K-State misses on, to me, most importantly, Caleb Battle, but also Cliff Amore, who would have been a huge, huge addition down low.
I think it's the lowest point of this transfer cycle so far for Kansas State. Not their first misses, but I think the first one that might be of consequence, and it's Caleb Battle. Because, one, you thought you had him. You probably did have him. But he still got away. And two, you still don't have any scoring, like elite scoring on roster. And W. Daniel can score. I think C.J. Jones can probably score. But they don't have like a top four, top five, Big 12 scorer, in my opinion, yet. And Caleb Battle would have been that. And three, I don't know if there's plenty of options remaining that can do kind of what you thought Caleb Battle was going to do for you. So that's why I do think this one is a little bit more knife twisting for Kansas State, because there's only a couple left that can do it. And obviously you thought you had them in the bag at one point too.
I appreciate this about both of you. He's not a cat, so forget pronouncing his name correctly. I mean, if you want, I can just call him Khalif too, if you guys want me to go in on that. You know, we made sure to make it a point, like we looked it up, like Caleb Battle. If you guys want to just keep calling him Khalif because he didn't choose the Cats and he's going to Gonzaga to be a sixth man and make less money, that's fine. We can mispronounce his name all the way around. All right, so Cole, go ahead.
I won't say his first name ever again. I think I'll just stick to only saying Battle the rest of his career. Look, I mean, he's one of the more prolific scorers that was in the transfer portal, almost 15 points a game, career 35% three-point shooter on over 500 attempts. You know, we know that he had that stretch at the end of the season in the last seven games where he averaged almost 30 points per game, shooting 51% from the floor, and he had a top 20 free throw rate in the country, and he's 6'5", so he's a bigger guard. So yeah, that one, it stings. Now, it was going to be his sixth year of college basketball. It was going to be his fourth school, you know, throughout. His teams have never made the NCAA tournament that he's been a part of. He wanted to go to Gonzaga, where I think they've made 9 straight Sweet 16s. It's the longest streak in the country, I believe. And so I think that, you know, that certainty with Gonzaga's historic success under Mark Few played a part as well, though certainly think K-State would have been in a really good place had he chosen them. They still very well could be. As the transfer portal, there's a lot more time and there's a lot of dudes still out there. But yeah, this one certainly stings. You thought you had that one locked up and you thought you had a really good 1-2 punch between Doug McDaniel, Battle, and then you had CJ Jones, Brendan Howson, et cetera, some of the longer guards that you would have had on this roster. So to lose him after, you know, essentially committed, then took other visits, that one really does hurt. And you got 5 scholarship openings right now. And, you know, now you got to figure out a way to carve a path to fill out your roster. And you got to land a couple of studs still to go along with Doug McDaniel and the guys they brought in. So I think they need 2 dudes still that are really good players. And then the other guys can probably be more role guys. And you can execute on that, but it becomes a little harder because, you know, the pond is shrinking a little bit in terms of talent pool as we continue on through the portal. And K-State had really zeroed in on Clifford Amore at the 5 and Khalif Battle. I mean, Battle. I don't want to talk about his first name. Battle at the guard. So I'm sure they have backup plans in place. Hopefully we learn over the next couple days. I think we probably already have an idea of somebody that may be visiting this week that could be a wing type option. So we can probably talk about him as well.
Well, I think we all agree that the more pressing issue now, and this is flipped from where it was before, but the more pressing issue now is getting a guard or a wing that can really score as opposed to a big man. Whereas at first it felt like, hey, more scarcity with the bigs. You need to go make sure that you lock down a really good 5 so that you can have that piece taken care of and you can go find your wing score, your guards, whatever. Those guys are really dwindling, as Derek said. And now you've lost Day-Day Ames and Arthur Kaluma in the last week too, which the timing on Day-Day Ames, I mean, it's just brutal. This week has just been as brutal as it could have possibly been because, you know, Day-Day seemed to leave right in the aftermath of the coaches being very excited about feeling like they had Battle committed. And then Battle doesn't actually come and Day-Day enters the transfer portal right before the transfer portal deadline. Now he's gone. Now you don't get Battle. Like, that is very much more the pressing issue at hand here as opposed to a big. Plus, you've got David Gasson. I mean, as Cole has pointed out multiple times, Bebe Ejiola was your backup 5, and you had David Gasson basically playing the 5 as you went to the Elite 8 a couple of years ago. Like, you could massage that, you can figure that out, but you got to have someone that can score the ball, man. You need a little bit more out of your guards and wings right now. So that seems to be the pressing issue at hand.
Yeah, and different from past years as well, something to keep in mind is that the portal closing was kind of like a, you know, pretty firm date. Like, you could see graduate transfers leave after the portal closing in years past, and some of those being guys that were also in the NBA draft process. Now the portal's not going to continue to expand like it did in years past. Like, it's just going to dwindle just because no one can enter it and still be eligible for the upcoming season. The May 1st was a drop-dead date, kind of the first time that was ever the case. So that's also something to keep in mind. But yeah, the scoring options, in the backcourt on the wing are a little bit more scarce at this point than, you know, the centers that are available, although Norchad Omir did pick Baylor last night, so that is one off the board. But that probably goes in favor of K-State because I'm not sure that they were that competitive on that front, and it takes another team away that needed another big as well. So, you know, as we go through all of this, you know, supply and demand is going to become a thing, and so is, you know, following other teams and what they may or may not be doing. Because obviously, wearing the shirt, North Carolina, they've swung and missed quite a bit in the post right now. Still need a big, and you know, they even tried to throw $2 million plus at Clifford Amore, and that didn't work. So, far be it from Kansas State for being the only team going through some struggles at the current moment.
I have to say, I'm still skeptical of that $2 million number that's getting thrown around, and
skeptical in general, but because I always scoff at those numbers and say that they're never right. They're always over-exaggeration of what's actually on the table, but the people telling me this time that it is kind of lends some credence to what I would say.
I mean, Joe Tipton went public with it. So this is not just like people telling us behind the scenes, which they did before Joe Tipton then publicly tweeted, "Hey, I was told a program offered $2 million to
it's funny that the big ones sometimes that you hear, because I think you heard about this like in the Umar Ballot thing. Now he got offered less than the $2 million. But at least this time around, and maybe it's more of the agents trying to keep their, they got a heavy hand on the scales right now, but in different plans and ulterior motives, right? But more than a few times we've now heard, like, these guys just aren't going to the highest bidder either.
Yeah, the only reason I'm skeptical, if it came from UNC source, I'd trust it a little bit more. If it came from Clifford Amore's shady camp, I don't trust the number. I feel like they're trying to float a number out there. Look what he passed up and chose Alabama. Like, I have no trust in his people and his handlers throughout this process. So if they're the ones leaking that, I don't trust it. But it doesn't matter. You know, he's gone. That was a stupid bid to put out there, by the way. Clifford Amore is not worth anywhere near that. I saw Trilly Donovan even quote tweet that and say you probably need to re-examine how you're going about business if you're willing to pay that level of a number to a big like Clifford Amore, who's more of a rim protector. So, but to that point, like, I assume they were offering somewhere close to that, and as a result, they still need a five, to your point, DY. So there's only a few fives out there that are probably at the quality that UNC would want and that K-State would want as well, and they're going to probably be in the bidding for one, and we know now they can pay big for one of those fives. Omir is off the table to Baylor, as you mentioned. So you've got a core. You got JT Toppin. Those are two guys you really like. Ugonna Onienzo, who was rumored to go to Alabama as of last week. Obviously, now we'll look elsewhere. And who's there, a fourth? Is there a fourth big still out there?
Kebakita.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's visiting BYU, I think.
Yeah. Not the sexiest name there. I've watched him play a little bit. He's fine, but you would hope to do a little bit better than that. But there are not a ton of options out there. And a core is visiting Auburn. We learned this week from a report yesterday. So, you know, the Samford star big man will be taking a visit to see Bruce Pearl first out of the gate here. JT Toppin would be my dream get. He would have been my dream get from the onset of the portal. I was hoping he would get lured in. I think he was at Texas Tech this weekend. That's what the rumors were. And he's followed a few Texas Tech players and staffers. We'll see if K-State can get him on campus.
And speaking of those musical chairs, we referred to this last night, but in regards to JT Toppin, this is like another thing here for Kansas State. You could be on the good side of that if Texas Tech were to land Great Osabor.
That's right.
Well, part of the frustration here, you guys are outlining all the bigs, obviously, and, you know, Cliff Amore chooses Alabama, who, you know, say what you will about the UNC offer and how legit it was. I think it's been pretty well documented throughout this process. Alabama was not the top bidder there. I would venture a guess that K-State's offer was more than what Alabama put out there. And in fact, I saw a Jeff Goodman tweet, it was either this morning or last night, where he said, hey, there are like three programs out there that they can get guys right now easily, elite kids, without being the highest bidder. And it was Baylor, UConn, and Bama. And some of the frustration now is that, hey, it was perceived that a big issue last year for K-State was not having enough NIL, and that was why you missed on some of the high-profile targets like a Max Asemus, you know, early on in the process. Well, K-State is ponied up. I mean, the money is there. There's a ton of money there. And now you've run into a couple of situations in Cliff Amore and Caleb Battle where you offered more money than apparently. Look, I guess I should be a little bit more careful with the Bama thing. I don't know that for sure. But we know that this was not for Cliff Amore a highest bidder thing because he didn't choose North Carolina. And we know with Caleb Battle that K-State had a more substantive offer out there in terms of playing time and money that was going to be there, and yet he still chooses Gonzaga. So that's a part of the frustration, and I guess the worry and concern for me right now is that the money's there, and now you're losing guys that aren't picking things over money when that was supposed to be the issue. So I don't know. I mean, that I think is why a lot of people right now are sitting here like, well, what needs to happen to be consistently landing the elite guys? Now, they got Doug McDaniel. I think he fits into this upper tier, upper echelon category, but you're gonna need some more firepower to go along with Doug McDaniel. There's a lot of money left. I guess that's the good news.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to look. Yeah, I would say to this point, based on what we know they have resource-wise, that I would have anticipated them doing more at this point. Which I think is what you're getting at. So I'm right there with you. I'm in alignment.
Yeah. No, I'd echo everything you said, John. I'd also throw Baba Miller into that mix of those guys because, and look, we don't know what Baba Miller's decision is going to be, but, you know, K-State obviously is going to be able to offer more than the other schools that he is considering, and FAU and Wake Forest. And I think it's really down to FAU and K-State. And yet here we sit 3 weeks after he took a visit to K-State, and Jerome Tang and the staff did an in-home visit with him down in Texas. And we're still waiting on a decision. And that's a guy that isn't necessarily about NIL from what we've gathered, but more about role and fit because he has NBA aspirations. He was invited to the G League elite camp to try where the top six guys from that or so will make it on to the NBA combine invite list if they perform well enough. And so Baba Miller will probably go through that, but waiting on a decision there. And that's a guy that's not necessarily be driven by NIL as well, which the ironic thing is, like, I think those are guys, there's part of the reason why Jerome Tang is in on those guys too, right? Like, I think those are guys he really likes. You know, yeah, he wants to have the NIL money, but he also wants guys that think about more than just money and aren't driven necessarily by that. They're focused on their career and getting to the NBA. He talked about that in his opening press conference when he was hired. And so those are guys that he likes, and it's just unfortunate that they haven't been able to land some of them yet. Baba Miller to be decided.
Well, that's kind of the irony on Battle. I mean, Battle's decision was apparently like, hey, I'm a guy who's been in college hoops for 6 years. I haven't played in the tournament. I want to make sure that I get in the tournament. So he chooses Gonzaga, and he's thinking about his NBA future and felt better about the NBA prospects by going to Gonzaga. So, yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. It sucks right now. But I'll give you a point that will bring us back up a little bit on the other side. But I'm rocking my home field apparel today. It is the K-State, the Wildcats hoodie here, which I love, would highly suggest it at homefieldapparel.com. If you want to go check that out right now, you can get 15% off your first order using promo code 3MA23. They've got 50-plus K-State options there on their site. They've got 100-plus other teams that you can choose from. It is the most popular collegiate clothing brand out there right now. You see it everywhere. You see it even with, like, big-name athletes and celebrities popping up wearing home field gear. If you follow home field on Twitter, you definitely see that. So we are not leading you astray here. Promo code 3MA23. To go get that. And I do have to point out, I listened to the shows that you guys did while I was gone, and I'm a little disappointed that Derek decided to go rogue and try to make himself like a singular brand ambassador for home field and put that pitch out there as opposed to bringing us all along for the ride. Like, Derek was just, you know, we all have about the same amount of home field apparel, but since Derek has a bunch of different teams, he's trying to position himself as the best brand ambassador here. So I was a little disappointed to hear that. D.Y.
I'm just out there. You must have been really bored to listen to our shows while you weren't on them. So needed some in-flight entertainment.
I was getting caught up yesterday as I was back home. I certainly didn't listen to it in Cabo, but I listened to it when I got back.
I listened to you guys when I was in Maui, FYI. That's how much I love you guys.
You have nothing to explain for yourself here, DY?
No, I'm just trying to get a deal, man.
All right, well, you know, we're talking about all these prospects. Hey, they don't care about money. It's more about their future. DY's all about the money. That's okay. That's okay. Homefieldapparel.com, promo code 3MA23. We're back in just a moment.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, to hopefully bring the mood back up a bit here, I mean, there are options out there. You guys singled out the bigs that are considered like the really high-level bigs. There are still some wings and scores out there, and K-State has plenty of financial backing to go out and be competitive. The other thing I was going to throw out here is actually I'll give a shout-out to Good for Another in our Discord, who I saw this very briefly this morning when I was checking things and getting caught up from last night. He pointed out, it's like, look, everybody kind of does this in the portal in the offseason every year, and I'm guilty of it, and like I know that this is a lesson that should have been learned by now, but I still get very frustrated in the moment here when you miss out on the high-profile guys in the portal. Every year you get really enamored with players, and it's the portal is such a crapshoot, and the rankings, if you go back and look at them every single year, can look really wildly off when you see where guys that star in their new spot where we're ranked, you know, in the hundreds in the portal rankings. Like, so there are a lot of guys in terms of just pure volume left. You don't know how it's going to work out. You think that you do. You get more attached to guys in the portal because it's exciting and there's not actual games going on. There are not actual games going on. So that would be my message right now to everybody is like, look, I mean, they may take somebody that's not very heralded right now, who turns into a star and has a great year. And that's something to keep in mind right now. I get that it's frustrating. And obviously, again, if you listen, patreon.com/Dreamlaw, you heard how pissed I was yesterday and how frustrated and down I was yesterday. But that, I think that was a good message, honestly, from Good for Another there. Like, you know, we get attached to guys and it can get a little wild and wonky with everybody's swing of emotions here as you're trying to track guys in the portal now, and things could very well still be okay. You know, Iowa State, and as much as we hate it, a hell of a season last year, and they did. How many guys did Iowa State pull out of the portal that you were just like, damn, that is a, you know, they were not pulling four or five like just dudes out of the portal where they were out dueling North Carolina and Bama, et cetera, in the portal for them. I would love to be Bama and be able to go identify and get these targets and you know, do it like Nate Oates does, but that may not be the most realistic thing here, and you could still have a very nice season.
Yeah, my pitch here would be to kind of support your statement right there would be there. I could think of an example, and maybe there's not a ton of them. I'd have to go and look. But I could think of an example on both ends of the spectrum that you're speaking to right now. Just last year, one obviously is Dalton Knecht. I think he was one of the best players in college basketball last year. I'm not sure Tennessee actually had much resistance in landing him from Northern Colorado. I don't remember him as a very high-profile transfer. Maybe Cole can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't. Maybe he was in the top 15, top 20 somewhere, but I know he wasn't one of these recruitments that had like every single top 25 program after him. It never seemed like that. Seemed like Tennessee was the one that was the biggest believer in him, and they were rewarded for it, obviously. On the other end, a guy that was really, really high in some of the transfer rankings was an Iowa State dude that you looked at him on the basketball court, he didn't look like he belonged in Division I. That was that Pavelski kid. So that I think he was like top 20 in some places in the transfer rankings, and boy, he wasn't anywhere near that. So yeah, some of the transfer rankings are a little wonky. Also, it's probably a difficult task to do because you're ranking guys that have a lot of production at, you know, high major programs against guys that have a lot of production at mid-major programs versus guys that don't have a lot of production at high major programs but still can produce. So that, I mean, ranking transfers is probably a difficult task and an unfriendly one in general.
Yeah, Knecht was 21st in the On3 industry consensus rankings, DY, and he's probably going to be, what, the number one pick in the NBA draft now this coming year?
I don't think he is. No.
Oh, I think he is. I think he's going to, well, okay, I think he's going to be a top five pick. I think he's going to be the top college player taken in the draft.
Top college player is probably going to be Reed Sheppard, it sounds like.
I'd take Knecht. I like him more.
Almost accurately one of the first three college players.
I'm looking through, sorry, DY, I just Googled it, 24/7 popped up first, so my apologies here. Rookie move by me, but like they have Nick Timberlake ranked in the top 30 of transfers from last year. Ask Kansas fans how that worked out. Arkansas had three transfers in the top 30, and they were a disaster last year. So, yeah, I mean, it does not always perform.
Yeah, here's the ironic thing about that. Like AJ Storr was the 70th ranked player in the portal rankings last year. Now he's a top five player in the portal after what he did, and he obviously ended up at KU the wing. You could also, you know, I could pull other guys like Battle. Caleb Battle is an interesting one because he was ranked 11th in the portal last year, and despite averaging almost 15 points per game this last season, he's ranked 81st in the On3 industry consensus ranking. So, yeah, the rankings can be fickle. I could go up and down a list. I could find guys that are ranked pretty low that ended up being really good players. One that we talked about on the Patreon live show last night at patreon.com/streamall was just look at DY. I think you brought this up. Just look at Data Ames. He's ranked 253rd in the transfer portal rankings right now in the On3 industry consensus, and that's a guy that we're upset about losing. But yeah. How coveted is he in the portal? Like, there's guys down there that you'll probably be able to find that you could see a shining light or shining star on them and see how they can fit.
Just a correction or a clarification on the NBA drafts. the ESPN guy, Jonathan Giovanni, who I think is viewed as probably the more plugged in one, has Kinect being the fifth college player off the board. Before him, so number one would be Donovan Klingon from UConn, then the two Kentucky guys, Dillingham and Shepard, and then Stephon Castle of UConn, and then Dalton Kinect for college players.
Speaking of Iowa State, Keyshawn Gilbert was the number 100 player in the portal.
And he was probably the best player last year. So,
okay, point made. Cole, who's out there still? You outlined the bigs. What are we thinking on wings, guards, players that can
be
battle replacement?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big name that would probably be the battle replacement or Arthur Kaluma replacement is going to be Tresarian White, transfer from UNC Wilmington. And DY, I'll let you weigh in as well. 6 foot, 790-pound wing, averaged almost 20 points per game last year, shot 49% from the floor, limited from three in terms of how much his volume was, 59 three-point attempts. He made 23 of them, which is around 39%, a great number. But again, on a pretty small shot volume. From beyond the arc, he scored 27 points and had 10 rebounds in an upset win. UNC Wilmington knocked off Kentucky in earlier December. He had 28-5 against Arkansas, posted an offensive rating at 107.5 this last year on a 33.5% usage rate. He had the seventh highest usage rate in the entire country, a really high free throw rate as well. Free throw rate was 56. That's a really good number. Did have a 19% turnover rate as a sophomore. He does have a high turnover rate overall, but I think a lot of that is just so primarily driven by his high usage rate. So he would be a really good option. He is someone that Kansas State is looking to have visit this week. He was on a visit to Texas Tech this last weekend. I believe he is currently at TCU and then is hopefully going to make it to Manhattan to Kansas State and then visit Mississippi State before making a decision. Obviously, the ideal situation is K-State gets him on campus, makes it here, and they just lock it down and prevent any other visits from happening. He would be the ideal get at the wing. DY, I don't know if you have anything else to add on him.
No, he'd be ideal, and it's a visit that if it were to unfold, here in a little bit this week, then it's one that he bumped up. So I think I shared it on our K-State Online, but Kansas State, I wouldn't say is out front by any means, but certainly have substantially made progress with him in the last week or two.
And then you got Wooga Poplar, who his dad recently told somebody, I believe it was on three, I can't remember who, that actually I think it was Adam Gonzagoria, a national guy, that reported that his dad told him that Kansas State had reached out. That was last Thursday, I think. Wooga Poplar, a transfer guard from Miami, 6'5", averaged over 13 points per game, I think almost 14 per game, and five rebounds. One of the better three-point shooters in the portal. Shot nearly 39% from three last year on 181 attempts. Started the year 19 of 32 from three, 59%. K-State went up against him in the Bahamas, and he went 3 of 5 from three in that game. So really good shooter there. We'll see. Kentucky reportedly is involved in him as well, and some other schools will be seeking him because of his ability to shoot the rock.
And
well, Cole, you know that will be a very tough recruitment to win because Kentucky has a head coach that will go meet guys at the airport. So that's it's a pretty big deal. I don't know if you've seen Kentucky Sports Radio pointing that out to everybody because Mark Pope will go meet guys at the airport. It's kind of unheard of. So that personal touch will be hard to beat for Kentucky.
I loved how Fran Fraschilla went at the guy, Kentucky Sports Radio guy.
What was funny is that it was one of his former players at BYU that I think the picture was of him greeting Richie Saunders, who then did not pick Kentucky either.
Well, I mean, I'll throw another name out to you guys just to get examples.
I like this guy. I like this kid a lot. I know what you're going to say. I actually like this option.
Yeah, it's Jackson. Okay, wow, look how aligned we are, guys. You guys know exactly where I'm going to go.
I brought up BYU. I'm sure that's what triggered it.
Well, Jackson Robinson, 6'7" wing. He would be going into his fifth year of college basketball, transfer from the Cougars, averaged 14.2 points per game this last year, largely coming off the bench. Started six games out of 33, but shot 35.4% from three on seven attempts per game. Career 34% three-point shooter. He is from Oklahoma originally. He started his career, I believe, in Arkansas, then Texas A&M. He's been around this area before in Kansas State, potentially lure him. the trick with him is he's at the NBA Combine. He got an NBA Combine invite, which speaks to how good of a player he is. He can really light it up. He is a wing. That is a guy that if he chooses to return to college, could they get in on him? There are some guys that are going through the NBA process right now that could return to college that they could get in on as well. I will also just say there are guys like not minded necessarily to their school. You know, like Amari Williams, there was a report out on him a few days ago when Kentucky landed Brandon Garrison, the talented Oklahoma State center in the portal. Mark Pope had to fly out and meet with Amari Williams because there were rumors that he may be departing. Like, there may be some guys unhappy with the situation and what's transpired that could re-enter the, well, I shouldn't even say re-enter the portal. The portal closed on May 1st, but these transfers are not necessarily binded. They could probably find loopholes to get back out there.
Are they not? K-State learned that lesson the hard way this past week. With how do you, one last time, who wants to take the first name?
Wait, what?
Caleb Battle. I'm just going to call him Caleb now. I'm not going to put any respect on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's evolved into Caleb. Maybe K-State can get a matchup with Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament this year. You know, let's make it happen.
A split in those matchups in the series, right? You know, the Marcus Foster dunks on John Stockton Jr. Is that it? You know, in Wichita.
Yeah. No, Yes, it was. It was in Wichita. Yeah, like meet him in the face. Okay. Any final? You want to leave anybody with some final positivity, Cole? You're the positive.
Oh, you got to be all right.
You're the one that prides yourself on having the positive, uplifting messages here. You're also the one that crystal balled Cliff to K-State before it happened. But I feel like you owe everybody a little bit here.
I apologize for that. So people might not want to hear my positivity after I crystal balled that and ended up being wrong there. But I had some anxiety after I did that, too. That was influenced by Ben Holiday bottled in Bond Bourbon being poured on Saturday night. So shout out to our friends over there at Holiday Distillery. I think there's still quite a bit of talent that's out there in the portal. I think K-State has the resources needed to land some of these guys. Some of these other rosters are going to start to fill up with some of their key guys in the across the country, and I think K-State will be in a position where they're going to be able to capitalize on that, because some of these teams out there are just looking for like one dude still, or they're looking for more role guys. I think K-State has the budget and the resources to potentially land a couple of studs. And then some role guys, I made it clear before, but like Layden Blocker is a guy, transfer guard from Arkansas, former top 50 recruit in the 23 class that I would love to see them get in on and maybe bring him off the bench as well. I think there could be a little bit of a market, honestly, to capitalize on some of these freshmen, like a Bay Fall that they've already landed and a Layden Blocker. These high school kids that were top 50 type recruits, only had 1 year at the college level, are in the portal. They could still be highly successful guys. They're only 1 year removed. The pedigree is there. I think there could be a market there to capitalize on and maybe land a couple of those. So I think they're ultimately going to be fine and get Trezarian White, try to land him, UNC Wilmington transfer, and go from there. I think everybody will feel better over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll get some good news on some exciting visitors coming in and potentially landing a couple dudes soon.
Yeah, I think it's a good message. I think the back half of this is the ultimate reality. A lot of this is you knew that K-State had the money this year, so you wanted to feel like they were going to be a real big time player in the portal. Unfortunately, with at least like the high profile names there, it hasn't quite worked out that way, but it doesn't mean that it's all over. The other part, I think, is that Jerome Tang said, you know, about 10 days ago at this point that they wanted to have the roster wrapped up in 2 to 7 days. And so you felt like, all right, well, they feel good about this. This is all going to come together. Has not worked like that, and you've taken more hits on your roster since then. So it's not gone the way anybody wanted it to, but that doesn't mean that this thing's all over. So I think we've all very much still got faith in the coaching staff here. Get on over to patreon.com/3ma. If you want more info, if you want Cole crystal balls, he did also crystal ball Dylan Edwards to K-State before that actually happened, days before that actually happened. All right, so he's not always wrong. And there's lots of great football talk going on there too. Patreon.com/3ma for more. We appreciate our friends at Holiday Distillery. We appreciate our friends at Homefield Apparel. And thank you to Nick Springer behind the scenes for making this all happen and come to you. For Derek Young, I'm not Cole Manbeck. For Derek Young and Cole Manbeck, boy.
You wish.
I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to 3ma. Take care.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.